Let's quickly show an example of what using your ground-based sources in AWIPS might look like. In this example, both GLM and ground-based Lightning products are shown together, but since we haven't talked yet about the different GLM products, don't worry about what they mean right now. In this screenshot, reflectivity of Hurricane Zeta is shown in the top left. NLD and CG flashes are loaded in the top right. Visala World Merge CG strokes and IC pulses are shown in the bottom left. And finally, Earth Network CG flashes and IC flashes, or the total Lightning flashes, are shown in the bottom right. If you click on the image to zoom and look in the upper left-hand portion of each panel, you'll notice that no CG flashes were detected by either NLDN or by Visala World Merge. However, Earth Networks did register one positive CG flash. So this is an example of how you can use all your ground-based networks together to get a full view of not just Lightning activity, but how the networks are performing. Sometimes, one ground-based network might be picking up on something that the others aren't due to their different ways of seeing and detecting Lightning. Or that one network might just be out to lunch. Regardless, using all of your ground-based products together can give you a good feel for what's going on in a storm. As we stated earlier, remember to always pair your ground-based networks with GLM products like this, as it will give you the most thorough and comprehensive view of Lightning activity and extent.